From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Washington issues a strong statement to the Caribbean not to expect any serious increase in economic aid. St. Lucia's Labour Party predicts a British Labour Party win could signal their own turnaround. And a new law to stop rural residents migrating to Havana. I'm Carol Orr and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The United States has sent a strong signal to Caribbean countries not to expect any substantial increase in economic aid. President Clinton's special envoy to the Americas, Mac McCloughey, who's in Barbados, said the focus will instead continue to be on expanding free trade. Mr. McCloughey, who's in the country, is part of an American delegation preparing for next week's U.S.-Caribbean summit. Bertram Niles reports.
Mr. McCloughey, a member of the Clinton cabinet, was asked at a news conference whether the United States was willing to grant financial or economic aid in exchange for the region's support in the drug fight. He gave a clear indication that budget cuts in Washington would prevent any reversal in aid flows, which have been cut by 8% over the last decade.
I have addressed in terms of recognizing the micro economies and their transition, there are a number of ways to be supportive of that transition. Given our budgetary constraints, I think the shift has been made many years ago toward a much more open trading relationship, and there are certain legislative initiatives to accommodate that, including the Caribbean Basin Enhancement issue. That is where the thrust of our efforts are going to be and have been, and I think will continue to be.